promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Utah governor just said it. This is a watershed moment in our history. The bullet supposedly had either "Hey, fascists" or "Catch, fascist" written, inscribed into the bullet. And that was part of the evidence, actually, that they have, because, of course, the bullet was in Charlie Kirk, and they sent it out to Quantico for it to be analyzed by their FBI lab. But everything is leading to the fact that this Tyler Robinson is almost admitting that he did it. And we'll wait to see if there was actually a signed confession. But he also said something interesting. Spencer Cox said he was born in 1975. And he said, even though he wasn't born yet, he knows his history. And he said, Pastor Chatfield, he said that this feels an awful lot like the 1960s is where the country is, with the shooting of RFK, Robert F. Kennedy, and then Martin Luther King. He hopes that this stops, that this is the last assassination where we can come together, Republicans and Democrats and the community as a whole, and get an off ramp to this type of thinking, this type of mentality. So I don't know if you were able to catch any of that during the break or not.
I watched as much as I could, yes. I hope that's true. I'm not sure it's true. And truly, I'm not sure it's a watershed moment. You can only know watershed moments in retrospect.
Right.
You can't know the future, exactly what's going to happen. You cannot know the future. Is this a big turning point? Are there enough people that are, they don't listen to Randy's show, they don't tune me in on Fridays, they don't want to hear what I have to say, they don't believe the Bible, but they believe in common decency and political discussion instead of assassination? Are there enough people in the middle that say this can't continue? And the leftists are... There's some of their comments are like, hey, he kind of got what he deserved. You know, he had all that hateful speech. He didn't have hateful speech. He spoke the truth. And he did it in as kind of way as you could possibly do it. And so I hope it's a watershed. I hope, but I don't know that. You only know watershed moments in retrospect. We're talking about in our history class, turning point of the war or the revolution. Well, might have been Trenton, might have been Princeton. Most people say it was Saratoga, but you only know turning points. Interesting, that's the name of his organization, in retrospect. Yeah, you only know it in retrospect.
Well, now, you mentioned before we went to the break that you even have some scripture that you think is appropriate for this conversation today. I don't know if you had an opportunity to get your Bible open, and let's talk about that.
Acts chapter 7, the gospel is going forward. One of the first deacons is Stephen, and he is preaching in front of the Sanhedrin, the council. And he's preaching against unbelieving Jews is who he's preaching against. Jesus Christ, of course, was a Jew. Jesus said salvation is of the Jews. The apostles were all Jews. All the early Christians were Jews. But not every Jew believed Jesus. And basically, the sermon in Acts chapter 7 was Stephen ripping on Israel. You're always rejecting the people that God sends to you. And he uses a lot of history to do it. And he said, verse 51, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? and they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, that's Jesus, of whom ye have now been to the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. So he laid it on him. You are guilty, 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 killing all these prophets, not believing the prophets, not believing God, and you're killing prophets. Verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. They were so enraged, they went out, you know, literally, I take this literally, they gnashed on him with their teeth. Ah, they were so mad. They took him out outside, or they were outside. He cast him out of the city and stoned him with stones, and they killed him. He was the first Christian martyr. And by the way, there was a young man, there was a man there whose name was Saul of Tarsus, who we now know, who would later be known as the Apostle Paul. He was consenting unto their death. He was there. He held their clothes. He was encouraging it. That's before Saul, whom we know now as Paul, became a Christian. Now, after this happened, okay, after this happened, Saul, verse 3 of Acts 8, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and inhaling men and women, committed them to prison. There was a great persecution. So here we have this this assassination of Charlie Kurtz, a Christian martyr in every sense of the word. He's a martyr. He stood for the faith. And he just wasn't a believer. He was a vocal proponent of, and he kind of, I mean, I would like, you know, he's way younger than me. I'm old enough to be his dad, of course. But, I mean, he openly stood there bravely. And some evil person assassinated him. Now, what's our response going to be to this? Now, when people were scattered abroad, this is a big deal to me about Phil America. Let's get the gospel, everybody. Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. I'm talking to all the people on your radio who are Christians who virtually never open their mouth in public for the Lord Jesus Christ, or even conservatism. They virtually never say anything to anybody. Now, they're believers. I'm not saying they're not believers. And I'm not saying they're lost. But, hey, if we don't open our mouths and speak, don't put something out on Facebook how great he was, and you're unwilling to even say a word for the Lord Jesus Christ as Charlie Kirk. I mean, he did it in a dangerous situation. So it is yet to be seen how we will react to this. Are we going to double down on speaking? No, again, Charlie Kirk, he spoke the truth. He was a great speaker. None of us, and certainly not me, I don't have the skill that he has to speak.
Oh, no.
I don't have that. No, I do not have that skill.
You know, one thing that is so interesting is I watch his videos. I listen to his podcasts. I saw him with Gavin Newsom. I saw him with these kids on college campuses. He was so quick on his feet. They could throw any argument against him, and it was almost like reflective with him. Like he didn't even have to think. He would listen, intently listen to exactly what they were saying, and then it would just come out of him like automatic. I have never seen anybody that quick on his feet in my life. I can't even come close to that guy when it came to putting together a really good, thought out, I don't know if it was rehearsed, if it was planned, if he worked on this or what, but that guy could just come back with an answer so quickly, and it was so profound, it was so well thought out, and just so just dead on of a response. Many of those kids would just stand there and go, checkmate, you got me.
Yeah.
You
yes,
know?
Exactly. He was very intelligent, and he was reasonable, but he was also educated. Oh, you say, oh, he didn't go to college. Listen, you can be self-educated.
Oh, yeah.
He was self-educated. He knew a lot. He was not an ignorant person. He was very educated, just didn't get educated from a secular university. So he knew, and so he would use facts, logic, the Bible, the gospel. Sad that he's gone. But it remains to be seen if our listeners, your listeners, are saying, you know what, I'm going to start speaking up more. Nicely, I'm going to quote scripture. Well, I don't know scripture. Start memorizing it. Well, I don't know the Bible. Start learning the Bible. Or at least carry gospel tracts and spread the gospel that way. It's very easy to do. It's the easiest way to spread the gospel. But something. Now, it could be, I don't know what's going to happen here. Are other lunatics going to try to kill other Christian people who are speaking the truth? Or even, say, Ben Shapiro, who's not a Christian, but he's a conservative, and he's Jewish. And I read somewhere.
I'm going to say no, and I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
In my opinion, Charlie got Donald Trump reelected on November 5th last year. Part of a big team, grant you, but the percentage of young people on these college campuses, these universities, these high schools have been engaged and excited and educated by Charlie Kirk and his Turning Point USA. It's going to go down that this young man and things that he did last year not only helped Donald Trump win election, but I believe is going to help midterm elections next year, because I think the American people, I refer to them as the sheeple people. They don't listen to my show. 80% of the public out there don't know who's running for governor right now in the state of Michigan. 80% of the public don't even know who the candidates are on the ballot when they go into a ballot box. I used to be that way. Oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Or, you know what? I've heard of this guy because I saw some signs, or I got a mailer in the mailbox. When I was in the 1980s, when I was crazy busy running our businesses with Vicky, I was not engaged in politics in any way, shape, or form. I voted every primary. I voted every general election. I didn't know these candidates. I didn't know their values, their principles, their website. I didn't know what platforms they were running on. Charlie Kirk got young people engaged in supporting Donald Trump last year. There's nobody else out there. There is nobody else out there that is capable of doing what Charlie Kirk did last year's election. And I don't think anybody else is even on their radar to be killed. And, I mean, give me a name. I can't think of any.
I don't know that God could raise somebody else up. That's all I can say.
Amen to that. To say. Yes. Yeah. I think one of his lieutenants are probably going to be taking over Turning Point USA and trying to replicate Charlie's genius and intelligence and his Christianity. Unbelievable. We're going to continue. Final segment with Pastor Chatfield here on this Friday, September 12, 2025 edition. We'll be right back.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. One of the analysts, a former DOJ prosecutor, said that they did not get into the details of the confession because they did not want to basically cause them to be inadmissible in court during the trial. The governor said that he will be charged. He will be facing a trial. And they didn't want to prejudice the jury nor any of the evidence of admission of guilt heading into the trial. So allegedly, supposedly, there is a confession, but they didn't want to get into the details of it because they didn't want to prejudice it for the prosecution of the case. So very interesting development. I'm recording it. I'll watch it later, go over it this weekend and talk about it on Monday's show. But final wrap up, I guess, for your thoughts today, even though we didn't get into a whole lot of the history, I'm sure you are prepared to share with us. Final thoughts here in the last segment.
Well, I just hope that people that love God, love our country, love Charlie Kirk, you step up, open your mouth so that his death, even though he's a great spokesman for the gospel of Jesus Christ and for just political conservatism and common sense and biblical morality, I'm no Charlie Kirk, but I can open my mouth, I can speak. Everybody has to step up and speak. Speaking the truth in love is the way we do it. Ephesians 4. Speak up, pass out gospel tracts. It's going to take a lot of us to make up for somebody like Charlie Kirk. And truly, I mean, the Bible says, absent from the body is present with the Lord. You know, when the instant you die, your body will go into the ground, but your spirit goes to be with God. We say that with confidence. He's with the Lord. So praise the Lord for him, his life. Feel terrible for his family. Pray for him. But we have to go forward and let this be a motivator to not to back down, but to speak up. Let's keep speaking up.
Absolutely.
That's the message.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said on yesterday's show. If anything, it's emboldened me to reach out to young groups. I want to go and speak to young people in high schools and colleges, universities, whatever Turning Point USA chapters that are out there. You know, even though I'm going to be 68 in January, I went to high school. I went to Michigan State. I'm, you know, well-versed in social media. I talk to my kids. Our kids now are in, let's see, 40s and 50s. You know, our grandkids, they're graduating college. We've got a brand new baby girl, Emmy. She's two, great-granddaughter. Our granddaughter, Ashley, had a baby. So I understand youth. I understand this. And I'm taking it, like you said, Pastor Chatfield, my personal responsibility is to get Charlie's message out there for him. I pray and hope that God gives me the talent and the ability to reach these young people like Charlie did in some way, some fashion here in the 1st Congressional District. Because that's what we got to do. We've got to talk to the young people. If we don't talk to the young people, Justin Michael was on the show running for Congress in the first hour. He was up at a Turning Point Chapter on Wednesday after Charlie was shot. And he was talking to the kids up there at Northern Michigan College. And he said, you know, these kids have no faith in having a family American dream. He said, he asked them that question. Do you guys see yourself having the American dream? Being educated, getting a job, starting a business, getting married, having a family, owning a house? He said he was talking to, I think he said 40, 50 kids. Only one kid in that whole classroom said yes. The other kid said, no, I don't, home ownership, I don't think is attainable for me. I don't see myself having a family and getting married and buying a house. I don't see it happening. We have got to change that.
Right. And I hope this is true, that the average person, non-political, sees this and say this is way too far. And this guy thought that he was going to help the leftist cause by doing this. I hope that that is proven wrong. And yeah, this is really not political more than it is spiritual. We are in a spiritual battle. It has political fronts to it, but sure. I hope the average college person sees this and says, that's terrible, that's wrong. Even if you're a liberal, you say that should not happen. I think that's true. I certainly hope it's true.
Well, the shooter's 22 years old. He was not a student at Utah Valley University. He lived in Washington County, about 3 hours, they said, southeast of the campus. And, you know, the bullets had encryptions, statements on them, on the shell casings. All this information is going to come out. And I agree. I think he has single-handedly, it's going to hurt the Democrat Party, the leftists, the progressives in this country tremendously. Most public, I think, is going to respond the way you just said. Not good. We got to stop this. This went way too far.
Right. Amen. God
help. Amen to that.
And keep praying for the family.
Yep. And preaching on Sunday right here on the radio. If you can't make it in person, 11 to noon, we carry it every Sunday. Thank you, Ms. Thompson, for helping me out. And you can hear Pastor Chatfield preach 11 to noon on Sunday right here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Pastor Chatfield, God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan.